Fairbanks city voters will consider a sales tax this fall. If approved, the petitions would implement a 3% sales tax and change the city charter to guarantee all revenues first go toward zeroing out city property taxes. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Sales taxes have been voted down repeatedly over the past decade in Fairbanks, but proponents of the new tax say their proposal is different. Fairbanks Fair Tax Association president and former city mayor Steve Thompson says the petitions are crafted to both shift the tax burden and specifically benefit short-funded essential services and infrastructure.
Basically, it will lower the property tax for homeowners. It will raise $8 million more, which will be distributed $4 million to roads and $4 million to public safety.
Any sales tax revenue in excess of an $8 million cap would result in tax holidays or lowering of the sales tax rate. Groceries, heating fuels, and prescription drugs would be exempt from the sales tax, and a senior citizen rebate would be offered. The city's existing alcohol and bed taxes would not be subject to additional levy. Thompson says he doesn't believe city businesses will lose customers because of a sales tax.
Go to the grocery store in North Bowl and see how many people are packed in there, and they could drive to Fairbanks and not pay the 4% sales tax, and they pay it on groceries out there too, and that grocery store is busy.
Thompson says Wasilla also reports not losing business since implementing a sales tax there, but longtime Fairbanks City Councilman and downtown business owner Jerry Cleworth says the situation in Fairbanks is different.
City businesses are surrounded by borough businesses that do essentially the same thing. A classic example would be, you know, Fred Meyer's out on Airport Way. They're outside the city limits, so they can sell gasoline and commodities without the 3%, and Safeway across the street is going to have to charge it.
Cleworth says business will also be lost to the internet and Anchorage, which does not have a sales tax. He says 25% of Fairbanks area commerce is done outside city limits, and that percentage will go up if there's a city sales tax. Cleworth says one sector of the city's population will be affected more adversely if a sales tax is implemented.
The people that really get hit will be the renters and those on fixed incomes and all, because it just makes the cost of goods higher.
Cleworth advocates raising revenue needed to repair aging roads by tweaking the city tax cap to reflect the consumer price index. That would allow property taxes to rise enough to bring in the additional money needed to fix the roads. Cleworth says the city should tighten its belt on public safety and other expenditures. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.